day of new beginnings. The old is passing.
Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Bradley. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Bradley, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gifts of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City North, the founder and leader of Leadership Agenda. In this exciting series, Pastor Emmanuel Agbaje draws the life-changing principles from the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are principles that are foundational for your personal success and development. So, stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Agbaje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
Acts 9:22, he said, but Saul increased in strength more and more and continued to perplex the Jews who live in Damascus by examining theological evidence and proving with scripture that this Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed. Hallelujah. He grew, he increased in what he's doing. And it's the same thing, increase in everything. Don't increase in wisdom, increase in strength. You see, that's why I said Jesus kept increasing. Tell a friend that increase. Don't be at one stage for a long time. No, you lose value. You have to be a moving target. The next time they see you in 5 years' time, you should be more advanced. Do you get what I'm saying? We shouldn't see you and you are the same. No. And look, life is like that. Law of entropy. Anything will deteriorate unless you move forward. If you don't advance, everything else around you is moving. You are the only one who is not moving. Everything else is what? Moving. You are the only one who is not what? Moving. You have to go back to school. You have to go and do your master's. You have to go and do your PhD. You have to move forward. You see, you have to learn a new skill. You have to read more books. You have to polish your English. You have to do something so that when people see you, they will say that, I knew this person, this lady, five years ago, but now she's more what? Advanced. You have grown in the thing that you are before they met you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Romans 4, verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in what? In faith. Say strong in faith. You see, he's talking about Abraham. Strong in faith. He grew in faith. He increased in faith. You see, what he was able to do in the past, he did more. When we say faith, your ability to move things. So by faith, the Bible said that by faith, the elders obtain good testimonies. When I meet you, I should get more testimony. I shouldn't meet you and always sad stories. Do you get what I'm saying? When I meet you next time, you should say, oh, Pastor, look, I conquered this mountain. Hallelujah. Pastor, I was able to. You'd go to Hebrews 11:32. You see, by faith, they conquered nation. The next time I meet you, you say, oh, Pastor, I have started a business, and I now have 1,000 customers. I now have 50 customers. I have 20 customers. Pastor, I have done this. I have been able to apply. I've gotten to school. I want to move. And they said, and what shall we say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and somewhere and of the prophet. Go to go on. Who through faith did what? Subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and it was stopped the lion. They stopped the lions. They stopped a lot of things. They conquered a lot of things through what? Faith. You have to grow in faith. You have to grow in faith. Tell somebody that grow in faith. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in what? In the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You don't have to always be shallow in God. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't have to be what? You have to grow in the power of God, what God can do in your life and what you can do with the power of God. You have to grow. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthen me. It's the same Greek word, strengthen me. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Timothy 1:12, he said, I thank Jesus our Lord who has enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. 2 Timothy 4:17. He said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. And did what? Strengthened me, that by the preaching I might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of lion. Hebrews 11:34. Quench the lion's violence of fire, escape the edge of sword, out of weakness were made what? Strong. Whilst violent in fight, tend to flight the armies of the aliens. So you can increase the wisdom, you can increase in the wisdom, the physical and mental capability, favor with God and men in your life. Hallelujah. So the point I'm trying to make to you is that you have to have the mentality of growth. You get what I'm saying? Anything that is in your life, you have to grow in them. Don't be stagnant. You have to grow in everything. Until you die, always be doing something. You see, always be doing something. I'm always going to school. I'm always learning. There's no any time I'm not learning something. You get what I'm saying? When you finish something, be preparing to move to something else. When you finish something, be preparing to move something. That is how God created man. Yesterday, I was listening to a story. The woman was worked and worked it, started a business, sold the business, worked in the company, worked, and he was 103. The year when he retired, she retired. Then not long, she died. And they are saying that if she had not retired, maybe she would have been there a little more. The people who retire die fast. They become miserable. Because why should you retire? You can retire from a system, maybe a job, but you don't have to retire from your life. You have to keep on, try something, a new career. You see, don't be a person who gives up. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't be a person who gives up. If this doesn't work, try something what else. Mm-hmm. It will work one day. So what does it mean to grow in favor with men? I'll end here. So the next, what does it mean to grow in favor with men? It's called charis. Charis is what I meant. Favor, the Greek word is charis. So these are some of the words. Favor means acceptability. Say it with me, acceptability. People will accept you. Hallelujah. Acceptability. Bible said that favor to men of skill. God will accept you. Men will what? Accept you. When you do something and you do it well, don't people accept it? When iPhone is good, people buy it. It means accept what? Ability. They are walking in favor. So that word favor is not only a Christian word. It's something that means that acceptability. It also means approval. Approval. It also means grace. It means pleasure. It means benefit. And it means getting into the heart of man. May God grant you that favor in the name of Jesus. And having influence on men. Hallelujah. And so God can cause that to happen in your life. And then the devil even cause people to do that. When somebody go and do occultic stuff, do you get it? And then they start selling them. Before you realize, a lot of people are there, isn't it? There's a spirit that is causing acceptability. And so if the devil is able to do that, can't God do it much more? Yeah. So that is why when you are a Christian, you are lazy. It is sin. Because you see, even if you start selling water, God can cause people to do what? Accept you, as far as you are doing it well. And that's why you don't have to worry if you are doing something well. Bible said that do not get worried in well doing. In due season, you shall reap if you do not what? Give up. Men going to give you approval. Hallelujah. Proverbs 22:29 said, do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before what? Kings. they will not serve before officials of all low rank. Acceptability. He said, do you see someone skilled in their work? So which means that they are good in what they are doing. What would they do? They will serve before king. They will be accepted. They will be accepted and approved. Hallelujah. Whatever God will do, he will do it through a man or through or with a man. Hallelujah. So what God will do, he will do it through or with men. God does not ignore men in what he does. You see, these things I'm saying, put it in your mind. God does not ignore men in what he what? He does. There was a time I wanted to talk to someone about issue, and I've been going to the person. The person is saying, no, wait. And I did a thing, and I prayed about it. So when I was one day, I was praying. I said, God, I've been talking to you about this thing for a long time. God told me that I'm also talking to the man. I'm convincing him to accept. You see, God will not go and force the person. Daniel is accepted. No, that's not how he's going to do. He's also going to talk to the person. He's going to negotiate with the person. He's going to talk. So that's why we pray for them. As we pray, they begin to what? Accept and approve. Hallelujah. That is how it works. God will never ignore. Sometimes you think that God will ignore my parents. That's why anybody who is rebellion always what? Fail. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't say you circumvent the process. You would have to still your work at your boss. You say, my boss is difficult. So, yeah, you go hungry. Are you there? He says that if your boss is angry at you, don't what? Quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes. You say, I worked with a man. This man, I always mention, I remember his name. I worked with a man. You see, I was promoted, so I'm supposed to go and understudy him. I was promoted to waste management and all that, and I'm supposed to go and understudy him. The man. He doesn't know how to teach. You know, these people, there are some people, they are good, but they don't know how to teach. And the thing is, a lot of calculation. The man will insult you. Sometimes he wish he will knock you. He will get angry if you don't understand. So everybody who went there couldn't stay. And not that I was the best too. There were people who were there, came there, they couldn't stand the man's rage and anger, and because so they will leave. 1 week they will leave. They will leave. Then one guy, he's from Lithuania. You know Lithuania? Eastern Europe. And he went to tell the general manager that he has seen a guy on the floor, the floor. He knows that time I was just on the production floor. Is that, you know, the guy, the way he looks, maybe he would be able to do it. Then I went. The man anger. Hey! Then the Holy Spirit told me something. You see, I remember this scripture. And the Holy Spirit said, don't pay attention to how he is saying it. Pay attention to what he is saying. You see, when I finished learning, the man told the general manager, I said, among everybody I have taught, he is very good. Scripture, look, that's why the Bible is so powerful. If you learn the word of God, you prosper. When he says prosper, it's not like he's giving you money. You get the tips and the tricks to navigate through life.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Obuadze for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600. 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.